This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's Mahomes' world. We're paying rent.
Absolutely.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Niners fans are saying we can stop the conversation. And yes, you can. You've got to take Mahomes and put his ass on the turf.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports broadcaster Kevin Burkhardt, Prime Video Thursday Night Analyst Andrew Whitworth, CBS Sports broadcaster Jim Nantz. Coming up, Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show's on the air. What a great show we've had so far, if I don't mind saying so myself. Kevin Burkhardt in studio, hour number one. He called last year's Super Bowl. We just chatted with Jim Nantz, who's calling this year's Super Bowl, his seventh for CBS. You can stream that game on Paramount Plus right here through the Roku portal. It's all good in our hood coming up in the following 3 days. We're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. As soon as we're done with this show, we're heading to the airport. We are out the door. We've got Andrew Whitworth in hour number two. We had a great conversation with him. If you missed it, don't worry. We re-air at the end of this hour. That includes Antonio Pierce. We're about to get to Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday as well. So much going on in our world. It's silly, but we're all over Super Bowl 58, which we're excited about. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take this phone call. Roger in York, PA, has been hanging on for almost 2 hours. What's up, Roger?
Hey, Rich. I've been wanting to talk to you about our boys so long. I like the crystal ball, by the way.
Dad.
Is an app. Go ahead.
I was looking for it, but I forgot. I craned it back to where we normally have it on the set. So
understood. I have a hernia right now, so don't try anything funny.
Understood.
Understood.
Oh, yep.
Talent is an aphrodisiac. The numbers never lie. And having said that, I want to talk about our boy, the little cyclone that could be P13, Brock Purdy. Did you hear him chanting in San Fran, Brocky, Brocky, Brocky? That was just wild, wild stuff. Anyhow, when did Matt Campbell, head coach of Iowa State, you know when he said he knew? Practice 13. Just wild that this kid came in and boom, wound up playing Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Texas A&M. No big thing. And then he gets thrown to the 49ers and week whatever of last year, his rookie year, and year two, he's about to do it. I seen he just signed some endorsement deals, so he's about to get exposed as far as to everybody else that doesn't know. But when they watch on Sunday, they're going to see, and I'm pretty sure next Monday night, Rich, I don't know if it's going to be which late night talk show, but he's going to be there as a guest.
I hope so. For your sake, Roger, thanks for the call. Appreciate you hanging on for as long as you did. I mean, that would be huge.
Huge.
Man. We've already gotten a couple more 49ers picks today, right?
Yeah, actually, 49ers are now up 3-1.
All right.
Who's the one? You counting Stone Street?
No. Well, no. Only Chris Long took the Chiefs.
Chris Long
took
the Chiefs.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
All right. I'm going to go here. And I know this is potentially dangerous for us to have this conversation, but it's come to my attention that somebody here, if not multiple people, are checking bags on this flight today. We're all heading to the airport. We're all going in a van together. And we're all getting on this plane. And then when we land, there's a van for everybody. Some people will be ready because they're just going to be carrying on for a three-night trip to Las Vegas, Nevada. I have to stay the weekend. I got another job. I got to stay. I'm hearing somebody's checking bags, which means people got to wait for your bags to come off before everybody gets on the van. Is this true?
I'm going to speak for the group.
Okay.
And here's my issue. Mm-hmm. With you taking issue.
Okay.
How long are you staying?
I'm staying for all the way through to Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, so like 6 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you fit all 6 days worth of clothes in one roller?
Nope.
Yep. Exactly.
I shipped.
Yep.
I shipped.
We didn't have that option.
Did you ask?
Would it have been provided?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Why? Why? What are you laughing about?
Because you're just covering your tracks. See, we don't
I'm not covering tracks.
We don't have the option of shipping.
But you're not staying 6 days. You're staying 3 days.
We don't have another.
You're staying 3 days.
Rich, but it's show outfits and it's Vegas outfits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
So those don't fit in a carry-on?
What am I supposed to do? Wear the same pair of drawers all day? Like,
no.
Multiple pairs of sneakers, Rich, because obviously. So, look, I'm just saying, I'm going to defend the group here and say.
So are you.
You taking umbrage? Kind of out of bounds.
I'm
out of bounds.
By the way, absolutely, both feet in. Don't even need to throw a challenge flag. Replay assist isn't even chiming in. This is not reviewable. It's not even a reviewable penalty right here. Why are you laughing? Where do you stand on this thing? Where are you standing on this thing?
I'm staying for 6 days too. So,
but you okay? Right. So you're checking a bag too?
Yeah. We, the three of us discussed it last night.
But what about other people who are...
We're in Vegas. It's 15 minutes. We can get our own ride to wherever we're going. I don't want to hold anybody
like,
up.
Sounds like a YP.
I'm not asking. By the way, I'm checking a bag because...
Why are you checking a bag? Like, what is it?
Just describe to you.
So, because it's sneakers?
No, outfit. I want to have. I might want to have maybe a change of clothes. I don't know, but the I'm not asking to hold anybody up.
I've got to meet sponsors tonight. Our sponsors that are helping us, and who might have covered the cost of shipping your gear. I got to do that. I'm wearing this. This is where I'm going. I'm not changing.
Great,
but you have the option to if you wanted to, right?
The option to change?
If you wanted
to.
Yeah,
I'm a grown-ass man. If I wanted to change, I would change clothes, but okay, I don't have to. I'm going to go because I'm going to go on a plane. We're going to go take a look at the set, you know, and then from there, I'm going straight into business mode. I'm in business mode.
That's what me and Feller are going to be
So you're leaving Friday, right? After the show, right? Is that when you're leaving?
Maybe.
So you need to check a bag for tonight, Wednesday night, Thursday night. And then show days close.
We all have
what
a chance
this?
That we might stay.
Oh,
I want the record to show.
I didn't know that.
Stuff fits in non-checked bags.
Great.
I'm checking in solidarity.
Oh, in solidarity.
Wait a second.
Well, you're like, you might as well, if you're along for the ride, you might as well. What do you care?
Exactly.
What about people who are just like, I want to get to the set. I want to get moving.
What is the rush?
But also, I'm not, I've said this, I'm not asking anybody to wait. I've been to Vegas, and I've worked in Vegas. I know Vegas, like, I can get there myself, so I'm not.
Have you been to Vegas at a Super Bowl? Have you ever been to Vegas? You know why you haven't? Because it hasn't existed.
I've been to Vegas during fights.
It's Tuesday. It's not going to be busy.
And like I said, we can get our own ride. I'm not asking the van to wait for me.
Who is it that snitched on us, though?
Who cares? What does that matter?
What do you mean that doesn't matter?
Divide the group.
You know,
now we
know who snitched. I'll tell you who snitched.
I want to know so I don't have to talk to them.
I'll tell you who snitched.
This whole week.
Then don't talk to yourselves because I hear what you morons are talking about before we go on the show.
No, you don't.
A million percent. You guys. I heard you're like checking bags.
Are you just ignoring us sometime up there? Sometimes
I'm not ignoring you. I multitask. I'm able to prepare. I'm able to hear you. I'm able to decide whether to respond to some of the things I hear or not. And I just find it, you know, it's
outrageous.
It is outrageous. Coach Darko
is
outrageous
correct. It's outrageous on our end to you.
By the way, this is the first time I've checked the bag in 4 years. So.
But it's 3 days. Like, what are you doing?
Because there's a chance I might stay Saturday. Same with him. We don't know.
Oh,
there's
okay.
No chance I'm staying.
By the way.
Yeah, I got to take equipment, too.
Jason's got to take our IFBs. He's got gear. Also, Chris saying he's doing it in solidarity. Not quite true.
By the way,
Chris
is the first person to say he was checking a bag.
Dude, DJ, do you want me to have the text receipts?
Hold on a
second. The first person to tell Liz that 2 weeks ago, you're like, I'm checking a bag. Then I was like, all right, cool. I'll check a bag, too.
Well, then yesterday I said, you asked me if like, nah, it's all going to fit in the carry-on.
Yeah, then you threw me off because I had already had the suitcase packed.
And I was like, nah, it's all going to fit.
By the way, great solidarity. Great solidarity. It's just suddenly turned into Lord of the Flies in here. Listen.
See what you started?
Listen. No, I didn't start anything.
No, no, you started all of this by trying to bag check shame people.
I'm not shaming anybody.
Guess what?
You're shameful.
If they didn't want people to check bags, the airport wouldn't provide the service.
I understand that. And there's reasons
it's
to check
like
bags.
Reclining my seat.
There's reasons to check bags.
Now, you know I'm a good
check. The check bags when you're going to some place that's got potential climate change. You got it. Could
have
be cold.
Have you seen the weather in Vegas?
Yeah, I understand
40
that.
40 degrees and raining.
But it's still the weather out there.
If you're going for a full week, if you're going for 2 weeks, I checked a bag flying to Europe. Of course you're going to do that.
Yeah.
But when you're going, here's what we're going to do. Take it to Twitter. And put a poll question.
I don't care what they have to say.
If you're on a business trip with others in a group, is it cool to check a bag or not for a three-day trip?
No. But to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. You need all the information.
Three-day trip.
All the information.
A three-day trip.
Absolutely not.
You have to put the number of days.
Yes, but I have to put where we're going
right.
And what it's for.
Correct, sure.
So people have the full information.
Full information.
Yeah, also, like if we were going to some small town where the airport was an hour drive from the hotel, then
that's
cool.
True.
If I have to wait.
It's Las Vegas.
The airport is literally
15 minutes away.
I have a problem. When somebody gets on an elevator after me and chooses a floor below the one I'm getting off on, which means I now have to wait.
Yeah,
30 extra
seconds. Okay, I was ready to go straight to floor 10. Now I got to stop at floor 7.
That's a YP, though. You realize that, right? That's a problem.
I get it. I understand that. It's the vagaries of elevator travel. I understand that.
Chris and I can't be in Vegas for 3 days seeing people wearing the same pair of sneakers every day.
If you're going on a business trip with other people and they are like normal, like just packing a carry-on for a three-day trip on a business trip. Okay, right? And you go and you now have to have somebody sit there and wait for your bag.
No one has to wait for anybody. We're not driving an hour from the middle of anywhere. We're in Vegas.
Okay.
We can get our own ride from the airport, which, by the way, will be there 12 minutes after you.
Take it to Twitter. Or 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Have somebody call. You can call. I don't care.
How would you like me? You know what?
What is this together?
Forget, I'm not going to ask.
We're all going to like go our separate ways anyway.
What do you mean you're not going to ask?
I was going to ask you how you want me to phrase it, but I'm going to phrase it how I want.
Fine. Clearly, you're just doing whatever you want. Like as a group.
That's what you're doing.
You know what?
You're trying to. Don't be shameful.
Yeah,
Don't be shameful.
I'm being shameful. You know why? Because.
Don't hate. Congratulate.
I've got a different car ride anyway because I'm not.
You're not even in a van.
Exactly.
With us.
I'm not waiting
for. So what
are
you talking
about? What's the point of this whole segment?
It's the principle.
The principle is rich. I wore a brand new flannel 2 weeks ago.
Because I knew one of you schmuckos.
No, because we got told
Supremo.
On, and I know who told on us.
Nobody told. You told on yourselves. I'm sitting here listening.
I don't know about that.
And by the way, if it's Liz who told on you, it's too bad. As you know, it's too bad.
I already got yelled at her by. I called and told her this morning, and I got yelled at. So
I didn't yell. She just talks forcefully.
She yells from the
East Coast. She yells.
Rich, here's the deal. I wore a brand new flannel 2 weeks ago, and you said you liked it. It was the first time you ever complimented a piece of clothing.
Oh, you had to pack that?
I got to wear that again, man. It must have looked good. So, you know.
Oh, my God. Okay.
My mom said outfits are important in Vegas.
Thank you, Miss Mary. She knows.
She's supporting us.
I get it.
Mom. Love you.
Hey, Mary, outfits are very important, but they can also be important and fit in a carry-on bag that doesn't make everybody wait for your son's baggage.
Look, Jack Schuster just texted me and said you need at least one bag for the kicks. Jack knows.
My own nephew is turning on me?
Your own nephew. He's on our side.
He's watching. Hey, Jack. By the way. He got me new Michigan kicks.
Yeah.
They're in my carry-on bag.
You didn't ship those?
No, I didn't ship them.
You were size 9. Of course I shipped them.
Interesting.
I'm in a 13.
I didn't ship them. Huh. They're in my carry-on.
Oh, nice.
With outfits that are
nice.
Important for tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, you gonna fit
just in case my box didn't arrive.
Rich, I wear size 13s. I can't get three of these
in
a carry-on.
Rich?
Come on.
Let's take a break. Can't wait to ask Antonio Pierce about this.
Coach will agree.
All right, that's next. We also have Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a moment.
On the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast, co-host David Green and Rob Abasolo interview real estate investors and entrepreneurs about successes, failures, and hard-earned lessons. Joined by author Dave Meyer.
Who wrote a book?
I did write a book.
It seems like you're coming out with a book every 4 minutes.
You're one to talk. You've released 2 books this year. I've done half as many as you.
It is more about strategy than it is about just finding whatever the new buzzword happens to be.
Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning. Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather. Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
In New York, I'm Sue Aller.
I'm Charles Tillotesma.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Clayton Neville.
I'm Kevin Carr.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
All right, folks are kind of digging the conversation we just had based on the texts I'm receiving from friends and also what I'm seeing on Twitter and seeing all that good stuff.
What are the people saying?
The phone lines are lit. So do we go out the door with overreaction Monday on a Tuesday now phone calls until Antonio Pierce joins us?
Someone said you're on your high horse here.
High horse.
Justice for TJ and Brockman.
Justice.
Shout out,
high
Travis.
High horse.
Let's ride. Broncos country.
What's a high horse?
Rich is going plum loco.
Is what they're saying, Rich.
You're checking a bag.
We're 3 days in Vegas, dude.
3 days in
Yeah, that's
Rich,
two outfits.
We got show outfit and we got Vegas outfit.
Me and Brockman got invited to a little party by a pretty big podcast. I don't know if we should allowed to mention
so much for solidarity.
The New Heights, you're going to be at the New Heights one? Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Maybe, like I said earlier, if that's you see great. Me in Vegas, you didn't
do you know what? You know what? To the New Heights pod, you could show it without your shirt.
Brockman did that when we kicked it with Bert Kreischer last year.
I didn't look at the fine print on that invitation. Does it say shirts are not required?
The shirt. You take the shirt off when you get there.
Yeah. It says dress like a house party.
Didn't you see how Jason did at the Bills Mafia? He didn't show up shirtless.
So you got to show up looking nice to the New Heights.
And then you rip the shirt off slamming beers. You know what I mean?
I'm coming straight from honors to that thing. I want to be suited and booted.
Well, you'll be overdressed.
No, guess what I'll be? In a suit.
That you shipped.
Correct, which I'm happy to have shipped for you.
Oh, really? Oh, that would have been nice to know. You know what? Next year, I'm shipping much stuff.
Five
New
pair of sneakers. Can we do a whole week from Nylons next
Fine.
Year, Rich?
Fine. Ship for all I care.
So much stuff I'm shipping.
It means that I don't have to wait for you.
Can we get your FedEx
number?
Which
you wouldn't have done anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I would never wait for you.
A bunch of stuff.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions. For every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Our Super Bowl 58 conversation has now devolved into whether it's right to check a bag when you're in a group travel situation for work.
We get these tickets on Groupon
and it's a 3-day trip. It's a 3-day trip. It's not like we're going to the South Pole. You got to dress Gore-Tex.
Well, that'd be 4 bags.
I have some Gore-Tex Nikes I brought.
All right, Michelle in Missouri, you're on the Rich Eisen Show as Antonio Pierce is joining in 10 minutes. What's up, Michelle?
I don't see an issue with this. I really don't.
Thank you, Michelle.
No, wait a minute. How do you know which is the issue?
Michelle sounds like a rational human being.
Excuse me. Let Michelle speak. It would be such an O. Henry-like twist if she takes my opinion
now.
She's from
Missouri.
This would be great.
She's one of the people.
All right. Be quiet. Let Michelle talk.
You guys are awesome.
All right, Michelle, you have the floor.
Yes. I just have a couple of minutes, but yeah. I don't see an issue. I really don't. If they want to take their clothes, go ahead. But I'm also a chick. Like, I probably overpack a little bit, but the dude's got size 13 shoes. My goodness.
Right.
Big feet.
So
how's he going to get those in there?
That's easily. You just put the shoes in there, and you could take socks and underwear and stick them in the shoes.
You actually cannot. Janice, you cannot.
What are you talking about?
They stop you at TSA for stuff in the sneakers.
What?
Oh, no,
they
I do
will.
That.
They'll make you take everything
Yes.
off.
I've done that. I've got to watch Friends and Janice told Chandler.
Well, guess what?
Packed,
I hate to tell you.
It.
Let's see if I get stopped in about an hour's time. Because
you have stuff in your sneakers?
Of course I do, because I'm economical when I pack.
I don't follow the traveling rules.
It all, but then you have to take it out whenever you're going to TSA, and then they look at you mad because you're going to the Super Bowl and they're not.
Well, I mean, I don't have any notice on my bag that I'm going to the Super Bowl. Maybe it's just my face.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle.
Saying, let it go. Let him take his stuff. Well, it just makes it easier.
All right, thank Michelle. You, Michelle. Thank you, bell. Michelle. There you go. Michelle in Missouri, everybody.
Michelle, my bell.
Martin in Colorado. You're on Richesto. What's up, Martin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This time it's great to chime in on something other than Rich picking the Raiders to win the division. Rich, this time I am on your side.
Martin, hey, dump this call, feller.
Be quiet. Let's let Martin talk.
Put coal on the phone, Martin.
Guys, come on. Nothing worse. I travel for work. I travel leisurely. Nothing worse than somebody causing the group to have to wait because their check bag's coming around the carousel, hopefully. Come on, guys.
And they never, like, what, Martin, what are the odds it's one of the first bags off? Zero.
Impossible.
Zero. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Zero. I know the odds are please, Martin, it's insane. And by the way, I would just love for one of your bags to take forever. So you just feel the heat of others waiting for you.
You don't gotta wait.
That is so mean.
Yeah, why would you want that for us?
It's not mean. Wow. It's not mean.
Are you hoping our bags get lost?
No,
too?
Of course not. I didn't say that.
That's what it sounds like.
I didn't say that.
You're towing that line.
I didn't say, but.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
I'm not towing the line. I'm not even approaching the line. I would never say that.
For us, Rich.
Certainly, since there's important outfits for show and night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Martin, thank you for your reasonableness.
Martin, say what up to Gina.
Despite showing me the high hat at the very top of that phone call.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Justin in Pasadena, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Justin? You there, Justin?
Oh,
it's very loud in Pasadena. You there, Justin?
You there? This is Chris.
No, it's Rich. It's all right, Justin. It's all of us.
I got the wrong one.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
What's up?
With all due respect, you wear the number one jersey, and you know, you're always right about a lot of things, but your boys, this is Vegas. This is the show. You know, I believe in you. You guys got to let be on the bags all the time. They can't let them care whatever they want. Vegas is the big show.
No, I get it, Justin. But you, Justin,
thank you very much, Justin.
It's three
thank
nights. It's three nights. Three nights. It's just three nights.
It's just
Rich,
three
baby,
nights.
I hear you.
So
but
much
it's
can
the
happen.
Show. Let the boys wear whatever they want.
Well, I have no problem with them wearing whatever they want. I have a problem with them holding up the crew. You know.
Oh.
That you're not even going to wait for.
Yeah, that's, you got your own
that's
car,
the confusing
man.
Part.
Why is it confusing?
You're not at our hotel. You ain't in the same
it
car.
It literally doesn't affect you.
Yes, it does.
How? How, Sway?
It affects me.
In what way?
Emotionally.
Well, that happens.
Emotionally affects me.
Appreciate you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin. It
one
irritates
love.
Me.
One love.
Irritates
why?
Me.
Why? Don't you want us to feel good for our
because
shows?
Because I could have. For all you knew, I could have been kept waiting. For all you knew, when you decided to pack a bag and check it.
Rich, you know how many times I've traveled with you?
A lot.
Come on.
We know your style. I've even heard you say I got to shake my clothes in.
Poor Adam sitting back there thinking, well.
He's got to go to the airport,
you know,
too.
I got 40 minutes left of this, and now it's phone's been ringing off the hook. Oh, it's RJ
it's
back
RJ.
There. Oh, my God.
To the airport.
Jack of all trades, RJ. Terzo.
Oh.
In Iowa.
Let's
what's up, Terzo?
Terzo, represent us.
Come
well.
On, Terzo.
All right. So I can speak to several of these things. TJ, I also wear a size 13, so I know the difficulty of it. But what I will say, though, previous to what Michelle said, is I've been able to stuff my socks, my underwear, and my shoes and have never had an issue. But I'm also TSA pre-check, so if you don't got that, you might want to look into it. It makes it a little bit easier, and they're not going to look at you funny. But I also really like just the carry-on. I do not like checking bags. I hate it when somebody has to check a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 days? Come on, guys. You're kind of pushing it a little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit.
So where do you land, Terzo? Counselor.
Terzo, when was the last time you were in Vegas?
I went to Vegas on a regular when my cousin lived out there. So,
okay, so
I was
by the way, this
probably
is
out there every other weekend at times.
Terzo,
oh, yeah, so
it's
no
Terzo,
big deal for you.
Excuse
then.
Me. If I was a
not
judge
for the
in
the Super Bowl,
if I was a judge in this information is just insignificant. I
you
need an
need
answer.
The witness.
Terzo, What is your verdict? What do you say? Is this good or is it cool or it's not?
Rich, I'm going to ask you just one question. What is your Uber rating?
What does that have anything to do with anything?
Because sometimes you take this stuff just a little too far and you're probably just picking on them just a little too much. So,
well, it's fun.
I think I'm going to cut the hair right there with that one.
All right. So,
I mean, it is fun. This has been a very all right, fun
thank you,
20 Terzo. Minutes.
Yeah, this has just been enjoyable.
Thanks, Terzo.
All right.
See you, Terzo. Go Niners.
Okay.
Also, Chris, there's people from other shows we've never met before. You know, we're going to meet them walking around. We don't want to look like our same bummy selves.
We're
going to
see
people.
Dave in Nashville, Tennessee. What's up, Dave?
Richie, is this Richie One Pants?
That's his Richie, excuse me. No. Dave, I'll let you know a little bit. I'll peel the curtain back a little bit. I've got these jeans on, and in my carry-on, another pair of jeans. So it's Richie Two Pants, okay? And I've got suits for Thursday night and Friday, and I've got a suit for Sunday.
Suits?
I got three suits, and I shipped them.
Woo! How do you get three suits in the carry-on?
I didn't. I shipped them in advance. I shipped them. So I could make sure, if I was in a group setting, I would just...
I'm just busting you. You know, we're just
Richie
that
One part. Pants is fantastic. That is truly one of my favorite. It's being written down right now. So, Dave, should I take it to mean that you don't think it's checking a bag is a problem when it's in a group travel setting by referring to me as Richie One Pants?
get the pants.
No, I don't. I mean, 3 days, like everybody said, 3 days is pushing it. You know, you can't wear the same clothes every day, or can you?
Oh, 3 days is pushing it in terms of...
carry-on.
I just think... Okay.
Attire, yeah. And how are you going to squeeze all that in one small carry-on? That's a little tough.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. By the way, great. These callers have been phenomenal. Just so everyone knows, when I see the call log here, all right, when you check in, you give your name, you give your town, and then you discuss what you want to talk about.
Yeah, little comment.
And Adam, our normal call screener, will put in a description of what you want to talk about. So all I see here, this is RJ, Dennis in Long Beach also wears size 13. Dennis, you there? You there, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm here, Rich. First of all, I hate, as an Eagles fan, to agree with a Cowboys fan.
Wow. What a start.
There's a couple. Well, he's also a Sixers fan. I still can't how he can be a Mets fan, a Sixers fan, a Dallas fan, where the teams all hate each other in those three cities. But that's a whole segment for you guys.
I try to bring people together, Dennis.
Vegas has casual plus nice. I think that's a big factor. And the fact that you're shipping stuff is no different than checking a bag because you've got to wait for that to get to your hotel.
Oh, it's already there.
You're going to have to wait for you, right? But what if they lose it? And on direct flights,
it's already there.
It's not that big of a deal. If you guys were transferring and something like that, I can see maybe they carry them. The final thing is,
yes.
I'm also large. I'm kind of TJ size. So that's, you know, we're wearing two X's and you're wearing M's or S's. So that's a lot of room.
Yeah, my clothes take
and
up space.
Finally, you know, does it matter if you're packing boxers or briefs as to how much room they take?
No, it doesn't. You're right, Dennis. Thank you for the call. That's Dennis in Long Beach.
Dennis, hey, Dennis, LBC.
There you go.
One to be LBC.
The head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders has chimed in now here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's great to see. I have not seen this man in forever and a day. I think I fired up Giants Cam for him once upon a time, long time ago. The head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, courtesy of the Circle K campaign, Antonio Pierce. Good to see you, Antonio. How you been?
Rich, it's been too long, man. It's been too long. I've been good.
Yeah, you sure have. You sure have. Before I get to the here and now, I need your help. Because I've got my crew here.
Yeah.
We're coming to Vegas. We're on a flight. As soon as we're coming. We're coming.
Okay.
And it's a group trip. And most of these guys are staying just three nights. And some of them are checking bags. And some of us are carrying on, Antonio. And I think that's unfair for those checking bags to check bags. And I'd leave it to you to respond. What do you got?
I mean, where do you do that at? Like, I've never seen that before. Like, you don't check bags. You need a backpack. It's like Dora the Explorer. Get your backpack on. Don't put a lot in there. Less is more when you're in Vegas. Less is more, guys. Remember that.
Oh, backpack, okay.
But Antonio, we got.
You take that for what it's worth.
Antonio, we got show fits, and then we got Vegas fits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Coach, plus I need to have a few pair of sneakers. You know that.
No. Listen, man. Less is more in Vegas. Actually, it's raining right now, so you want to be indoors. You know, there's no pool party, so don't worry about that right now.
Well, now you tell me.
Well, it's less clothing at the pool party.
Yeah, a little less clothing. You know, just keep it light, man. Listen, Vegas, less is more. After midnight, nobody knows.
Have you ever been in a situation where the buses get held up because your teammates checked a bag or something like that? Has that ever happened, Antonio?
No. We would probably leave them and just make them take a cab or Uber. You have to figure that out. But the train will wait for nobody. You know how that works, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. I know that. All right, let's get down to it here. Congratulations on the gig, Antonio. Congratulations on that. What is the first thing when you took over? What is the first order of business that you conducted that you think set the tone for what came to be and you getting this job with the Raiders?
Buy-in from the entire building. I knew. For the most part, just having my relationships with the players, what was going on, what the pulse was of the team, what was good, what was bad. So, boom, take care of the players. Then I had to unite our staff, get us going. I mean, it was a dark day that day. You know, it's never good when, you know, you lose a fellow coach. It doesn't matter what line of business or what we feel or think about that person, that you know, lives are being affected there. So that was tough. But then one thing I wanted to make sure that we did as an organization was that we had entire buy-in. From the first floor, the second floor, the third floor, people behind the scenes, mopping, taking out the trash, the people in the kitchen, strength staff, business, marketing, advertisement, legal, it didn't matter. We needed the entire buy-in to do what we were about to do for the next 9 weeks. And all I did was walk around after we spoke with our staff and our coach and our players, was go through the entire floor with Sandra Morgan Douglas, along with Champ Kelly at the time. And we did that for everybody and gave them our vision, gave them what it's like, what we wanted to see the building be like going forward. And what I wanted was, man, people enjoying going to work, loving what they do. Like, it's hard in the National Football League to do what we do and then do it miserable and not enjoy the fruits of the labor and the hard work and the process. And I just told them, hopefully you stick with me. You understand where I'm going. There was no hidden agenda. Only thing I want to do is win and get this organization back to where it needs to be.
But, I mean, obviously that's a philosophy, but like what actual nuts and bolts did you do to start creating that philosophy?
Yeah, people, relationships. You know, Rich, it started, the crazy part about it, it didn't start that day. It didn't start on November 1st. It started when I walked in that door February 15th. You know, I made my presence known throughout the building. You know, just because I was a linebacker coach at the time, that didn't mean I couldn't go speak to people. I couldn't get to ask people how their day was going. Or any of what their concerns were. How can we be better at this organization? What can I do to help them? So that started back in 2022, you know, when I first got to the Raiders. And more importantly, I told them what the Raiders organization meant to me growing up and what my vision would be. And then I said, I want everybody coming here. We need to dap each other up. We need to love each other up. I'm tired of when we walk through the concourse or through the hallways, we don't speak to one another. Goddamn, say hello. Give me a smile. You know what I mean? Even if you don't, hey, how you doing? And you might not say no, but give me a nod. And I just think that process started the building of our building, of us growing together as one. And then we had to go on the field and we worked. What did we do the first day when I got the job? We were on the field, on the practice field, and put pads on. And we banged. 15 straight plays. No water break. Little old school. Training camp in November. Go figure. But we need to get that anger out. We need to get all that emotion out of us. And all right, now let's go play football. And again, obviously, you knew that first game would be very emotional, and it was with the Giants. But after that, now we got to go play football, and I think our guys did just that.
Antonio Pierce, the 23rd head coach in the history of the Raiders, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so that Christmas game against the Chiefs, do you think that was the result that kind of sealed the deal for you to get the gig full-time? Because it felt like that to me. The way that the team played, and obviously we know the Chiefs are in your building trying to win the Super Bowl this weekend. What do you think?
I think so. I think that really, I mean, that was a unique way to win the game. We didn't complete a pass after the first quarter. We did it kind of old school. Defense, special teams, hard nose, physicality. ill intent, a mindset. We went in there trying to be the bullies. We wanted to overwhelm the Chiefs with our presence. We wanted them to fill us, even if it wasn't physically, to fill us mentally, emotionally. We wanted to wear on them, which they have done to other teams. The Chiefs have played a lot of football the last 4 years, right? And then, and at that point, you could tell they were kind of like, eh, and this is going to be a cakewalk. And we went in there with a whole different mentality. It was going to be a straight street fight. And we was going to make it ugly. We was going to make it grimy. We was going to talk smack to them. We was going to be in their face. But we was going to play the game the right way. If you look at that game, without completing the passes the first quarter, we didn't turn the football over, nor did we have any penalties. So it was a clean, technical, fundamental game for us. Again, it wasn't probably pretty from the passing standpoint, but we were physical at the end of the game when we got in that four-minute mode and not allow them to have the ball back at the end of the game.
So if the Niners reached out and said, hey, what were you able to do? Obviously, film, eye in the sky doesn't lie, but you were right there on the sideline. What would you tell them to have tried to effect to try and win this game on Sunday against the Chiefs, Antonio?
It's all about the quarterback. It's all about the quarterback. You know, it's about getting to Patrick, ultimate competitor. We have the utmost respect for him. But you go and get after Patrick Mahomes, both mentally, physically, and emotionally, right? You constantly harass him. You try to do your best to keep him in the pocket and not have those lanes to step up. Then you got to hit 87 at all means necessary. You got to disrupt. You got to frustrate him. You got to get in his head, however it may be. You got to do whatever it takes to not allow 87 to have an easy day. Like what we saw in the conference championship game with him just being open a lot of times throughout that game, that's something that we wouldn't want to do, right? We would not want to play zone around him and allow him to find windows because he's always going to be right in zone coverage. And then I think the last part, when you looked at us and where we played, is you got to stop the run. We wanted them one dimension. You see, I kind of started backwards. Most teams would say, stop the run first. But no, we wanted to go right after the snake's head, and that was Patrick Mahomes to get after him. So once we did that, that fall in with Kelce and then stopping the run game, and now we put four DNs out there and we just rushed the passer like no other. And we wanted to be relentless doing that for 60 minutes.
So you mentioned the quarterback right there, Antonio Pierce. Is your quarterback starter week one currently on your roster, do you think, right now?
I think Aiden O'Connell put himself in a position that whoever we bring in, he should battle. I'm all about competition. That would take care of itself, Rich. But Aiden O'Connell, as the season went along, I thought did an outstanding job of taking care of the football, managing the game, and doing what we asked him to do. I said it in one of my pressers. I didn't need Aiden to go out there and win a game. I didn't need him to throw for 400 yards and put up these magical numbers. I just needed him to play to our strength. At that time of the season, at the end, our strength was defense. So Aiden did just that. Now, you know, we made some change on the offensive side of the ball, the offensive coordinator and our staff. We'll continue to grow our offense. And I'm sure, as you know, we'll bring in a quarterback in some capacity, and we're going to let those guys battle. But I'll tell you one thing about Aiden. He's a competitor. He's smart. I don't think he's going to go down without a fight, and we'll let the best man win.
If I went down the road to Long Beach Poly in 2017 and told the head coach, you're going to be the coach of the Raiders in 7 years, what would he have said to me at that point in time?
And you talk about Antonio Pierce, I said, you're probably right. You're probably right. I mean, you got to start somewhere. I could have went to the NFL. I chose not to. You know, I was working on television. I had makeup on, talking in front of a mic with a red dot. When I chose to press play and press go into the National Football League, I knew what my mind was and what I wanted to do. And that was be either a coordinator or a head coach. And at the end of the day, I'm used to being a leader of men, leading an organization. I'm a winner. So to me, that's not far-fetched. It might be to the other people, but if you know my life and you've been around me, I don't think you're surprised. Maybe from the outside, oh my God, it's a linebacker coach. He don't know what the hell he's doing. Cool. Let's keep watching.
Did Snoop ever draw a play up for you?
No, he did. No, Snoop came out there. We did a lot of stuff with Snoop out of Long Beach. He did a hell of a job with us, just giving back. Had a big deal with Adidas.
Yeah.
He was always around doing community service and charitable events for us. Obviously a good friend, somebody I looked up to. As far as his success in his career.
Yeah.
But look, it's nothing like when you got cool friends as rappers and kind of the coolest dudes, you know, and practice and hang out with your boys. You know, that's kind of cool.
Tell me about the Circle K campaign, Coach, what you're doing with them.
Yeah, well, listen, Circle K, just like me and you talked, Rich, about myself, kind of underdog role, right? So a lot of unsung heroes behind us, a lot of people behind the scenes that go unnoticed. But you know, I got all black on, Rich, and as you look, this is going to be the only red that I touch, okay? Circle K, all right? The city is still black, okay? It's still silver and black, but me and Circle K teamed up. But I normally have, like, a lot of espresso and coffee, but, you know, more importantly, I got about $250 on this bad boy right here, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go down the strip here in a second, Las Vegas Boulevard. You're going to see it on my social media. I'm going to hand this bad boy out. $250, you know, let people enjoy some coffee just like myself at Circle K. But listen, it's all about giving back into the community, the Las Vegas community. Being a head coach, I understand what it's like to give back. Being in urban Los Angeles growing up, it's all about that. And me and this team right here, we're gonna be friends for quite a while. Just this team, not the other teams that's playing, you know, down the street.
Understood. Okay. I like that. Very good. So back in the day, if you had celebrated a win by lighting up a cigar in the locker room, what would Tom Coughlin have said to that, Antonio?
Oh my God. That was amazing. So here we go. So when we had our first win against the Giants, yep. Coughlin wasn't there. We had already been talking throughout the week, and I got a text message as soon as I went in my office. Whose idea was that? Like, where did you come up with this kind of stuff, AP? I said, Coach, you know, the team, the guys that talk, you know, Coach is legal though. But we don't do that. Said, you're right, Coach. We don't do it, but the Raiders do. All right? That's what we do as Raiders. So, you know, I talk about, I said, Coach, you can't find me. I wasn't late. I was on time every one. And that's what we did. So he's good now. He just doesn't smoke cigars. So I just give him one nice and lit up. And just sit there watching.
I love it. So I had no idea where that answer was going to go. So you're saying that Tom Coughlin saw the cigars being lit up and texted you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was not a fan, a little old school. And that's okay. That's the great balance between AP and Coach Coughlin. And that's how we was able to work all those years when we were together with the Giants.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Hey, congrats on the gig, Antonio. Congrats on it. Don't be a stranger. You know, we're on this show's on in Vegas on Raider Nation Radio every day. So we're
there. I got you, Rich, but anybody that's packing bags, they can't get in the car. Only backpacks only.
Antonio Pierce.
Come on, Coach.
That is correct. Hey, do not push back. Or otherwise, this man told Tom Coughlin to pound sand on his text chain. Get out of here. Fantastic. Take care of yourself, Antonio. See you soon. Hope to run into you. Here you go. There's the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Coughlin saw it. Hey, whose idea was that? Coach, it was Max Crosby's idea, and he lit up, and Mark Davis was there, and we just beat the Giants. It's all good. Can't find me. That's funny. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. But guess what? We've got Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday as we go out the door for our Wednesday through Friday shows in Vegas. Over your left shoulder, I couldn't help but notice there's Montana. You know, over your right shoulder, there's Dwight Clark reaching out for a pass from Montana. Have you spoken to Montana? You got any relationship with him at all, Ron?
Yeah, a little bit. I spoke to him actually at the Super Bowl event. It was the first time I saw him. The last time he was in, I think, Santa Clara. He was here for the Chiefs game last year. Mm-hmm. I wasn't playing at the time, so I didn't really, you know, have an opportunity to talk to him. But when I have talked to him, he's been nothing but great. He's supported, you know, this team and how I've played and stuff. And so just to be able to hear him, you know, sort of show some gratitude and stuff for me, it's like, dude, that is a legend. That's the guy. That's the guy. You know, when you look at the 49er logo, that's who you think of. So what an honor.
And what about Young? What about Steve Young?
Yeah, he's been around too. Spoke to him the Sunday night game, actually. He was on the field for a little bit. And how, you know, he's very, just really nice about everything. He's like, dude, how you've handled everything and your decision making and your process. And he goes, I want to sit down and talk to you more about it. So just to know that, you know, he has our back too, that's awesome, man. It's like a dream too. But what an honor for both of those guys to, you know, love what we're doing.
In the few minutes I have left with you, how do you respond to those who say you're just a product of the system there, the coach and the guys around you, and all you're doing is basically rolling the balls out and not making mistakes? How do you respond to that, Rock?
Oh, man. I would just say, you know, I don't really care in a sense. You know, I just want to win. I want to help this team win. People can say what they want. That's cool. I just want to help this team win and reach our goals. and then we'll see at the end of all this if that's true or not.
Man, we're going to Vegas. Get ready for the Super Bowl. Check out all of our coverage for the season on our YouTube page for sure. Stream the Super Bowl for free on Westwood One, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can be listening to every Westwood One broadcast in the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station, digital platforms. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, calling the game. Listen for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Let's get to it. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. All right, Christopher, how about it?
Hey, let's go, guys. Breaking news, Super Bowl on Sunday. Guess what? Yeah. Somebody we are completely not expecting is going to score a touchdown in the big game.
Oh, I'll take that. I think that's not an overreaction. That always happens. Who would that be?
Justin Watson.
How about the
Juszczyk? Juwan Jennings.
Well, Juszczyk would. Okay, we're not thinking of him either. Sure, I'll take
Blake Bell.
I like it. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah,
sure. So, like, anybody who's can you prop that one too?
Oh yeah,
you can.
Oh yeah.
How do you do somebody nobody's ever heard of?
Well, Rich, I'll show you when we get there.
I don't care to know.
Oh, okay, great. There's apps.
How to do it?
There's apps.
Okay.
And they have odds.
I'm with you. I don't think that's an overreaction. Yeah, that normally happens. Yeah. Okay, what else you got?
How about this one? We were talking about Brock Purdy earlier today with KB, and you started the show with it. If the 49ers win the Super Bowl, Brock Purdy will be more on the Brady path than Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I'll push back on this that their Brady path means that you can get to where Brady is. And so.
And his story is kind of closer to Brady.
No, again, it's funny. This is what we were talking about in the kitchen while it was started pouring rain over the weekend, Susie and I, and as she was forming what she wanted to say on what the football is, that Mahomes, yeah, is the Brady in this equation because he can go back to back and he can start his career in such a way at age 20 by age 28 that's better than Brady's. But Purdy was drafted late,
yep.
got his gig because somebody got injured. Then he comes off
in
year two, he wins the Super Bowl.
Right.
So he could start his career like Brady, but to be on a path, Mahomes is more on the path. You know,
let's see what happens.
So I'll push back on an overreaction there. What else?
All right. How about this one? Next year, some team is going to try and have Belichick pull a Doc Rivers.
Meaning in the middle, like an interim? Bring him in the middle of the season?
Hey, Bill, come save the day. We got a good team, but we're off to a bad start. Come and save the day.
We've not thought about that. He looms over the process of somebody that thinks that they're, you know.
Cowboys get off to a 1-4 start.
Is it?
See ya, Mike. Bill, come save the day.
Look, I mean, he's already going to be there as DC, so.
He'd have to be named the coach.
Yeah,
fully baked.
Just boom.
Fully baked. 5-year contract.
Boom.
That sort of thing.
Immediately.
Fully baked.
Chris, isn't that like so much harder to do in football than sure is. Basketball?
Yeah, it sure is. By the way, great idea. Total overreaction. Yeah, I love that. That he's sitting at home looming over a midseason pickup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
What if Buffalo's 2-5?
Dude, look at him. Look at him speaking awfulness into existence.
He's into his division. Today. Hoskins, you know you want it. All right. Multiple teams next year are going to go worst to first win their division.
I'll take that. I don't think that's an overreaction either. I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
Oh, I thought you might push back.
No. We're in the Chargers worst, right?
Chargers are worst.
Okay.
I'm looking at Bengals.
Bengals are a good one.
Look, AFC South, who the hell knows? Titans, why
correct.
Not?
Correct, sure. Why not?
Why not? Bears?
It's entirely possible.
Possible.
Patriots?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
Trying to be realistic. We're talking about the snuck Patriots trading down already in number three.
What else?
Six quarterbacks, Rich. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
First round?
Going in the first round.
That's no way. That's absurd, ridiculous. I object.
Bo Nix, McCarthy,
dude,
and Pettine. Someone trades up to 31 to
six
get Pettine.
Six is nuts. There's still too many good players outside of the quarterback position for six to be pushed into the first round. That's nuts. I'll push back on that as an overreaction.
All right, last one, NBA real quick. LeBron, oh, don't ask me about the front office moves. Sure,
I don't think
buddy.
He sounds like that.
LeBron is going to end his career with
That's
the Knicks.
That's an overreaction. Get out of here. So stupid. End his career with the
Why
Knicks.
Why the
huh?
towel? Why the Knicks-colored shoes? All this flirting. He's like, nah, I don't know what I want to do. Hey, Bronny. End his career with the Knicks. He know he wants to play there.
Where he
and if he wins a title, boom, instant statue.
Okay. I don't think so, but good one. You came up with some really good one off the wall. I'll push back on that. Well done, Chris.
Thanks, Rich.
Good job. All right, we're out the door. We're going to Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah. Some of us are going with a rolling.
Yeah!
Yep, that's right. We will see you, everybody, on Wednesday from Las Vegas. We'll wrap up this show on the Roku channel before we go in a moment.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
And here's Lil Yachty with Tierra Whack.
I've never been to a fashion show. I never did any Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and I'll tell you why. Because I would always go to events, and people would say to me, oh, man, Yachty, man, I love your music, bro. And she'd be like, what song? At the time, I didn't love my music. I would feel like I'm in a room with all these artists, and they all respect each other, and I feel like no one respects me.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.